Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like Bala and Hyper Rice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some Bala weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin. Hi, welcome to Good Instincts. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. This should feel good, like really good. And it will, I promise. Okay, I want to talk about something today, but I want to be incredibly sensitive about the way I talk about it because if you listen to the episode on chocolate and how there tends to be heavy metals in it, I want to approach it the same way because I have the same essential feelings about it. So a client of mine recently asked me about peanut butter. And for anyone that has never heard basically the argument about peanut butter, there are a bunch of people that will talk about peanut butter having mold in it. It's called aflatoxins. And in high amounts, it can be carcinogenic. It can cause a lot of inflammation. And she was just like, what's your take? Should I be worried? I saw a TikTok on this recently. And so I broke it down for her and I wanted to break it down here in the exact same way. So basically there are aflatoxins. They are produced by mold found in honestly a bunch of agricultural crops like corn and rice and peanuts and tree nuts, but peanuts, especially because they tend to be grown in like warm, humid regions of the world, they can be more likely to have this mold. And the thing about it is that peanuts are rigorously tested for this because it is common. And I just wanted to talk about it in this way that I think it's like, let's lay out the information. You can decide what works for you, what doesn't. So here's my understanding about it. Peanuts can have this mold, and it is something that is relatively common. But there are ways to reduce this risk. The first one is that Valencia peanuts and jungle peanuts tend to have the least amount of this mold. The other thing is putting opened peanut butter in the fridge. I know it's annoying because it separates and it gets hard, but that is something I do recommend. The other thing is, so what's interesting, and I really looked into this, is that the brand that I love and have talked about a bunch that I use for bag snacks, and I actually only buy it in these little peanut butter slugs. It's called Pix, and it is from New Zealand. And what I realized is that this brand is actually not organic for this reason, so that they do treat the peanuts that they use for this peanut butter. And the reason why is because they want to reduce the risk of this mold, these aflatoxins. And again, like, we have to lay it all out and decide, like, what's worth it to us, what's not. Another interesting thing is I was doing a ton of research, and people have done their own research in terms of sending things into the lab. What I found was there is a website that I was looking at. It is called eatbeautiful.net. And, you know, take this for what it's worth because it's, you know, someone on the internet. But I thought what was really interesting is she took a bunch of different peanut butters and sent them to a lab. And what she found was that a good way to basically eliminate aflatoxins is by either fermenting your peanut butter, which again, I know isn't like the easiest, or like soaking them ahead of time, soaking and rinsing them ahead of time. She found when she tested those that there was basically no mold in there. And I thought that that was really interesting. But what she found was not good was the type where you're basically going to like a natural food store and there's like the big, basically bags of peanuts and you're blending it there on the spot, which is so ironic because you think of those as like the healthiest ones. But I guess because you don't know in the way that they've been sitting out, what you don't want to happen to your peanuts is to have moisture in them, because that can breed mold. So she found the ones that were blended in like the natural food store was something to avoid. She found that like a Jif brand had 6.2 micrograms per kilogram of aflatoxin. And she also found that like the bulk organic peanuts that she got on Amazon that then people used to blend themselves had 2.12 micrograms. Now, you should know that in terms of like the range of safe levels, people will say that there's a range of like 40 to 30 micrograms per kilogram. So even if you did consume those, essentially, you wouldn't be in the upper limits of that, which I think you should just put in your back pocket and think big picture because, you know, I think in some cases we might read a headline or you might read the subject of this podcast even and be like, oh my God, there's even mold in peanut butter. I thought I was being healthy by having peanut butter. And so I think this is all like a really good opportunity to like take a deep breath, you know, have all the information. So again, you can decide what's worth it to you. But I do think it's nice to know that even the sources that were the less great options still had it within the range of essentially like a safe upper limit. The other thing that is widely recognized is Valencia peanuts and jungle peanuts tend to have the least amount of aflatoxins as well. So I think the reality is peanuts can have this aflatoxin, and in high amounts, it can be extremely unhealthy. And I think that we should take steps to think about how we can have less aflatoxins if possible, looking for Valencia peanuts, looking for jungle peanuts, putting your peanut butter in the fridge. If you want to make it at home yourself, soaking it, fermenting it, that tends to be the least risky, which I think is really cool. But in the same way we talked about with the heavy metals and the cacao, I do think that we should think about ways in which we can reduce our toxic load in a way where essentially, we understand that just living on this earth, we're coming in contact with things that aren't great for us. And I think in a lot of these cases, we don't have a ton of control over that. So some things that you can do, and we talked about this again in the chocolate episode, glutathione. I started taking it again. It is something that I used to take, and it honestly doesn't taste that good. So I stopped. You can take it in the little liposomal packets. Symbiotica has a great one. There's also a topical one that I can link that I think is really cool as well. Some people don't love the smell of it. That's totally up to you. There's another one that you can put under your tongue. I think sweating and exercising and getting enough water all help our liver detox things that we don't need. So I think the reality is this stuff is out there and I don't think we're going to be able to control all of it. And I don't think it's worth it going into this like deep, dark place about it. I think we find ways to reduce risk when we can. And I think that we amp up detoxification pathways when we can do that really easily as well. So let me know if you have any thoughts about this. Come find me on Instagram in the DMs. I love hearing from you at Shira_RD. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about my favorite soups that I think will be amazing for fall. I'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening to Good Instincts, hosted and written by me, Shira Barlow. You can find me on Instagram at Shira_RD. Good Instincts is a Dear Media Daily. Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like Fala and Hyperice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some ball of weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.